Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Friday the 9th of May. There are warnings of gales in southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, high 40s, 1024, expected German bite 1025 by 1800 Friday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking west 2 or 3, backing south or southwest 3 or 4, fair, good. North at Cira, variable 2 to 4, fair, moderate or good. South at Cira, northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in east, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5. Fair, good. Fisher, westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in northeast, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. German Bight, Humber, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Thames, northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Dover, White, northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, northeast 4 or 5, showers later near French coast, good. Biscay, east or northeast 3 to 5, showers, thundery in south, good, occasionally poor in south. Trafalgar, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5 in north, showers, good. Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in south. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Seoul, northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Lundy, east or northeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Fastnet, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Shannon, variable 2 to 4, showers later, good. Rockall, variable 2 to 4 at first in southeast, otherwise southwesterly 4 to 6. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Malin, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 4 or 5 later in northwest. Fair, good. Hebrides, southwest 4 to 6. Occasional rain in northwest, good, occasionally poor in northwest. Bailey, southwest 5 to 7. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southerly 3 to 5, veering southwesterly 5 or 6 in northwest. Occasional rain in far northwest, good. Faroes, southwest 5 or 6, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in northwest. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tyree Automatic, north 1, recent fog, 1400 metres, 1024, falling slowly. Stornoway, west-northwest 1, 27 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Lerwick, west 3, mist, 3 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, south 2, 16 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Aberdeen, calm, 24 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Lucas, west 2, 14 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Boomer, north 1, 12 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Bridlington, northeast 3, 1023, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north 5, 5 miles, 1020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north 4, 11 miles, 1019. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, North Northwest 2, 1021, rising slowly. Jersey, Northeast 3, 22 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, North Northeast 3, 11 miles, 1020. Scilly Automatic, North Northeast 3, 12 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Milford Haven, North Northeast 3, 16 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Aberporth, North by West 2, 22 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Valley, Northeast 2, 13 miles, 1023, now rising. Liverpool Crosby, East 3, 24 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Valencia, Northeast by East 1, 15 miles, 1022, falling. Ronald's Way, East 3, 15 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Malin Head, South by West 1, 24 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, East 1, 16 miles, 1025, rising slowly. And the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation remaining predominantly fine and settled, with light winds under the influence of high pressure. Fresher winds will affect the English Channel and the northwest of Scotland at times. Eventually, the high will decline eastwards, allowing a thundery low to edge in from Biscay later on Saturday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, variable 2 to 4, but south or southwest 4 or 5 near both Cape Wrath and Rattray Head. Fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 for a time in south. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 2 or 3, becoming southeast 4 or 5, then veering south 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 2 to 4, becoming east 3 to 5, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, northeasterly veering easterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill, easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6, later. Fair, good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5, later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or northeast, becoming variable later 2 to 4. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, east or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Isle of Man, variable mainly southeast 2 to 4. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, variable 2 or 3, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, then variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable 2 or 3, becoming southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, then variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable 1 to 3, becoming south or southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 near Mull of Kintyre. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south 2 to 4, veering southwest 4 or 5. Fair, good. Shetland Isles, southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in northwest. Fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
YouTube is 20 years old. It's turned bedrooms into movie studios, everyday people into celebrities, and it's been at the heart of the debate over free speech.
There was this idea that you could say whatever you wanted because the community would drown out any bad actors. We've started, I think, to see the ramifications of that.
I'm Sophia Smith-Gaylor, and in a new five-part series, I'll look at its ever-evolving form and what might be coming next.
AI is going to lead to an entirely new type of entertainment economy.
Like and subscribe. How YouTube changed the world, from BBC Radio 4. Listen now on BBC Sounds.
It's coming up towards 1 o'clock. That's it from BBC Radio 4 for Thursday, the 80th anniversary of VE Day. Time to hand over to the World Service for tonight's edition of Business Matters, if you're staying up a bit longer. Radio 4 Extra continues through the night in a moment over there. The next instalment of our P Division crime thriller set in Glasgow, Two Way Cut. Radio 4 returns at 5 a.m. Until then, this is Richard Evans on behalf of all of us here at BBC Radio 4 wishing you a very peaceful night. North Star, good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Lahore and New York. Coming up on the programme, a new leader for the world's 1.4 billion Catholics. Pope Leo XIV is chosen by the cardinals. Will he continue the legacy of Francis or move in a new direction? And what will he do about the Vatican's shaky finances? Plus, the first US trade deal of the tariff era, and the UK has secured it, but does it add up to anything more than a temporary easing of some of the import penalties? And Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft, wants to give away $200 billion. How easy is it to do that for the causes he supports? That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. The Pope, Robert Prevost, has appeared before large crowds at the Vatican after being elected as the new head of the Catholic Church. He's chosen the name of Leo XIV and becomes the first pope from the United States. He's also a citizen of Peru, where he spent years as a missionary. In his first address from the balcony above St. Peter's Square, Pope Leo said the world needed the light of Jesus Christ and called on Catholics to unite people in peace.
We must seek together how to be a missionary church, a church that builds bridges and dialogue, always open to receive people, as this square is, to receive with open arms all who need our charity, our presence, dialogue, love.
President Trump said the election of the first US Pope was a great honour for America, and he was excited at the prospect of meeting him. The president of Pope Leo's adopted homeland, Peru, Dina Boluarte, said it was a historic moment. Pakistan's denied claims by India its missiles and drones have destroyed three military stations in Indian-administered Kashmir. Pakistan's defence minister said if his country had attacked, everyone would know it. The Indian foreign minister warned that any escalation would be met with a firm response. The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has urged both countries to exercise restraint. Tammy Bruce is a spokesperson at the State Department.
Secretary Rubio spoke with Pakistani Prime Minister Sharif and Indian External Affairs Minister Jaishankar. In both calls, the Secretary emphasized the need for immediate de-escalation and called for an end to the violence. He expressed U.S. support for direct dialogue between India and Pakistan and encouraged